We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Pop Bites serves you weeks worth of gaming tidbits from Sony PlayStation Collection cancellations, EA game cancellations, to Final Fantasy VII's anniversary in Japan. All this and more in this episode of Pop Bites. All right. First up on a roundup, EA cancels a joint Apex Legends and Titanfall game. Wow. So, amidst certain cancellations from Electronic Arts, no, they're not Activision, but apparently they're trying to catch up. Titanfall fans were disappointed, much to the news after EA announced that they'd cut down a group of 50 developers who were working on an unnamed Titanfall / Apex Legends title, single-player game. So it's supposed to be a campaign-based game. Supposedly, it's titled Titanfall Legends. It was just canceled yesterday from time of publication. Joining the ranks of much of like cutdowns and layoffs, EA is at it again with this one. But apparently, they're saying that they're trying to focus their efforts more on the release of the new Star Wars Jedi Survivor game, which is nearing its completion. It's actually already gone gold, meaning they're just ironing out some bugs.
Uh-huh.
And it's slated for release the end of April this year. So
It's really a wild time for a lot of the gaming companies, as well as not just gaming companies, actually, even big tech
big tech companies.
I mean, I think we're seeing I don't know if this is connected to like the tech companies not earning much or not earning at all or operating at a loss, but somehow
I think, you know, it's probably just cost cutting and downsizing efforts. But you know, Microsoft's at it. The start of very early start of the year, they, you know, laid off a couple of thousand employees again. So it's like, it always goes back to the time when I was working for with Xbox customer support and how they laid off a lot of people. So I think it's nothing new. It's just that I think it's been a while since the fans of Titanfall
got another
major release compared to Titanfall 2. It's been several years, so maybe not that big of a news, but for the Apex Legends community, I think they were expecting this. It's been a long time coming. Coming from a battle royale type of game to focusing on a campaign-based game. So, yeah. Well, you know, sad news, but then again, I guess it has to happen for the better, I guess, focusing their efforts on Jedi Survivor, which is a bigger AAA title compared to this unnamed Apex Legends and / Titanfall game. But yeah, it happens, folks. All right, moving on. The next cancellation on this week's roundup is apparently Sony is getting rid of the PS Plus collection. And for those who are unaware or been living under a rock, Sony, as of last year, rolled out the revamped offering of their PS Plus subscription. PS Plus subscriptions, so to include a whole bunch of stuff like, you know, PS1, PS2, PSC titles, and then they merged the PS Now with their upper tier. So fast forward to this year, I think it's very much likely because some of the games are already redundant. They're now canceling or shelving the PS Plus collection, which is the 20 free games whenever you subscribe to even just the lower tier, the base level of PS subscription, you get instant access to these 20 games. So some of the titles are you know, Arkham, Batman Arkham Knight, Battlefield 1, Bloodborne, Days Gone, Final Fantasy 15, Last of Us Remastered, Resident Evil 7, Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. So it's like a collection, a multitude of AAA titles, like big gun titles that are instantly available to you whenever you subscribe to PS Plus. So, but again, you know, some of them are already redundant. Like last year, before I canceled my subscription, I already have access to God of War. I have God of War, God of War 2018, the Dad of War, Dad of War Kratos. And then I think it was like a few months ago, they featured God of War again in their monthly free games for the base subscription for the silver guys. So it's like, I think some of the games are going to be redundant as they go along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, honestly, it's like, I guess it's practical wise.
Yeah, but it's not a big deal for me since majority of the games there I already own prior to the release of the collection. So I guess if you're like an avid PlayStation gamer,
PS boy,
majority of the games there already have prior to the release of the collection. And I think it's more of like a gift to those who bought the PS5 and hasn't really, you know,
trying to build their collection.
Yeah, and hasn't really played the PS4 that much, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least they played a select few of the games, and then majority of it they haven't. So it's something that was welcome at the start. And as of the moment, since, as you've said, they've been releasing it as well with the PlayStation Pluses.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just another redundancy.
Redundancy, I know.
Yeah, might as well remove it.
Plus, I'm probably they're going to be offering something better along the way. Well, let's hope. Because, you know, Core knows that apart from reason, one of the reasons I canceled my subscription is like, it's no point for a jailbreak user. All right. And going up to our last news, well, as we all know, Final Fantasy VII just celebrated its 26th anniversary. So as of this writing, it was just a few days ago that Square Enix has officially registered Final Fantasy VII Day as an anniversary day with the Japan Anniversary Association. So happy anniversary, Final Fantasy VII. So January 31, 1997, it was 26 years ago that Final Fantasy VII came out. And there was actually a really cute happy anniversary message from Yoshinori Kitase, director of FF7 and producer of the FF7 remake project. So a lot of fans are clamoring, are they going to make any big news or announcements from the anniversary? Well, there hasn't been any news yet, so... But, you know, stay tuned. I know that the Crisis Core reunion just went out a few months ago. So, well, let's hear it from our FF7 boy.
Happy anniversary. yeah, it's been a long ride and a pleasant ride and a ride that we're still riding as of the moment.
Pretty much. So,
it's quite... I'm quite happy to see that the Final Fantasy franchise has come a long way, and now we have the remasters. And I think I dare say that Final Fantasy VII, at the very least, inspired the remasters of the PlayStation games as early as the tech demo for PS3. Once they saw the
tech demo, that
was really something else, and I think that opened the door for RE and the other PS1 games that are being remastered, rebooted right now. So we can, I think it's pretty evident that we can say that Final Fantasy VII has been one of the groundbreaking games.
All right,
yeah,
groundbreaking. Wow. And
I'll stop there.
We can go on, but it's no longer going to be Pop Bites. And as a bonus news, I had to include this. It's just, I found it really funny. I'm just watching the GIF run over my screen. So NASCAR officials penalized a certain driver who made a dangerous quote-unquote wall ride maneuver that's been taken from a video game. So the driver's name is Ross Chastain, and he made waves last year by riding the wall to blow past the competition. Like, imagine, just viewing this maneuver really brings back like Gran Turismo vibes to me. It's like taken straight off of a video game. So he instantly jumped from 10th place to 5th place by doing this maneuver, simply like slamming his car on the wall and then gunning it down to, you know, blow past his other drivers. It's like, it's crazy, man. I mean, you know, I can only imagine if like the viewers can see what I'm viewing like this. Like, it really cracks me up, man.
Well, for me, I don't see the reason why they have to penalize the driver, since he's just doing his thing.
But it's dangerous, man. Although I have to admit that I think since now this is something new to NASCAR, mm-hmm. they have no regulations against it yet.
You know, I feel that this is like one of the what they call this, the scenes from
Fast and Furious.
No. Semi-Pro.
Yeah,
the movie of Will Ferrell wherein.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're transitioning.
Yeah, okay.
And the first time they saw the alley, the referee was about. Foul?
he didn't know what to do with it.
I think this is synonymous to that. And moving forward, I don't see why they should penalize it. Since if it works, it works. I mean, if the sponsor, the team is supporting almost totaling their car. I mean, yeah, that's their prerogative.
I know.
It's there. The boundary is there.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. This is just one of those things that video games
really, like, you know,
really rely on.
Yeah. But it's like, this is what happens when you're a real life gamer. And then you bring it to your professional life. Well, I don't know about you guys, but what do you guys think about the rundown for this week? Let us know your thoughts in our Facebook comments. And as always, don't forget to rate us on Spotify. And that will be it for this week's roundup of Pop Bites. All right, so this would have to be the V together with...
I'm Core.
This is Pop Bites. Pop Pixel serves your fresh weekly content on film, video games, and culture. New episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all major podcast apps. Do you love our content? You can support us on our Patreon page for our future episodes and productions. Don't forget to rate us on Spotify and subscribe to our YouTube channel for weekly featured videos.